Morning, Tuesday with Richard King, the race that stops the nation. Of course, 3 o'clock this afternoon, the Melbourne Cup. Just spoke with Helen from the Bureau of Meteorology prior to the news a moment ago, suggesting it looks like there could be rain around about the time the Melbourne Cup is run. Somebody, well, I think everybody who follows the Cup is certainly interested in the weather at Flemington, and certainly my next guess is local trainer Chris Lees, who has one horse in today's race and is on the line. Good morning, Chris.
How are you, Richard?
Good, thanks. Good. How are you?
Very well.
Yeah, good, good. And I just mentioned I spoke to Helen from the Bureau of Meteorology. What is the weather like in Melbourne? Because she was saying there's a likelihood there'll be rain around about the time the Cup is run.
Right, yeah, it's pretty mild this morning. They're expecting temperatures around 30 degrees, which how it feels like it could get there, how it feels this morning. But the track's in pretty good order, so I don't think it'll affect the track, any rain that comes.
Do you think it might affect the field, though, if it really looks like there's going to be heavy rain around Cup time?
I don't think so. I reckon the track's in really good condition and can handle any type of rain this close to the event. So I think it'll still be great running of the race.
Right. You did have two horses running, but you withdrew Cleveland. I think that was overnight. What was the reason for Cleveland's withdrawal?
Yeah, he just got an elevated temperature yesterday. They're very finely tuned athletes, and his temperature was just above his normal limits, so we thought it was in his best interest to come out, which is disappointing for the connections and everyone involved, but it was the right thing by the horse, so we'll keep for another day.
Yeah, all right. And look, obviously from your point of view as a trainer, you're hoping that everything peaks for the running of the Cup. When you say you're checking, you know, elevated temperatures, so leading up to a race like this, you're constantly doing vet checks, are you?
Yeah, well, every horse in our stable gets their temperature taken every day. So you have a recording of what their normal limits are. And he was well above his normal limits, close to, if for example, 38.5, you start to worry, and his was just around that mark. So we were a little concerned, and that come in, and we made a decision to pull him out.
Right.
But he's pretty well this morning, to be fair.
And stewards, from the official race point of view, are they checking horses on a regular basis prior to the start of a big race like this?
Yeah, most definitely a race like this. There's a security guard on every horse for 24 hours prior. They come around and do constant checks.
What sort of checks, Chris? What sort?
They do a trot up where they trot the horses in a straight line, and they put a device on the pole of their head, like between their ears, and another one on their around their ankle, so to speak. And they
what do they put on them? What?
Just a little device that then measures if there's any change in their gait. So they trot them up to see that they're in a sound position going into the race. And they keep a reading of that, and they've done another one. That was done 4 days ago, and then they've done another one yesterday just to make sure the horses are still 100% sound. And as far as I know, every horse comes through it well.
And what about after the race? What sort of checks happen after the race, Chris?
Oh, well, we do our natural checks, just make sure the horses come through the race well, give them plenty of fluid, and it's just like any other athlete post-race, just the recovery is very important. Our horse will probably go to the beach and walk in the water for the morning and put all their electrolytes and everything back into them.
And what about from the steward's point of view? What checks do they do on the horse following the race?
The winners and place getters are all swabbed. Urine and blood samples are taken after the race, and every horse will be blood sampled before the race, where they analyse the blood, make sure there's nothing untoward's going on.
Yeah. Okay, Calipor, you've got out of barrier 14, and how do you fancy its chances?
Oh, look, to be fair, he's got to go to another level. He won well on Saturday to scrape into the field. The winner of that race gets automatic entry. It was a small field and sort of pretty soft run in front. This is certainly a different grade he goes into today, but we've got a very fit horse. He's well. He's got no weight on his back, and he could easily run a cheeky race.
And look, you know, everybody talks about, you know, Melbourne Cup, the race that stops the nation. We now have races that, you know, the prize money's a lot bigger than the Melbourne Cup. But from your point of view as a trainer, is that, you know, is that the race that you would like to win?
Yeah, I think so. I think everyone involved in racing is always knows the Melbourne Cup's been our tin-up race and since when you're involved in racing, so most definitely. Obviously, our Sydney races like the Everest and Golden Eagle are really putting an indent in that, but I'm still a bit of a traditionalist. So
Damien Oliver, he's already won three and hoping to equal that record of four which two jockeys hold, but it must be, you know, a funny time for Damien because he's not guaranteed of a ride yet, is he?
No, he's also just under a little bit of an injury cloud. He's got a bruising in his foot, so I'm not sure whether it's been passed this morning or not. But he won on my horse, Calipor, on Saturday. Unfortunately, he couldn't ride the weight of my horse. But, he's been a wonderful rider. He's one of the greats, all-time greats. And regardless, if he wins today, it's not going to change a great deal.
It's a tough race to win. Frankie Dettori's out here again, isn't he?
He's out here, but he's not riding. He's stuck in his suspension, so he'll be just socialising, which he's pretty good at.
And he's never won one, but would still love, obviously, to win a Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, he might have missed his chance, unfortunately, without getting a ride this year.
Yeah. Obviously, you know, no substitute for experience, and that counts from the jockey's point of view, doesn't these big races, Chris?
It does. Look, and to be fair, we've got a young apprentice on, and in Zach Lloyd, who's... But he's an up-and-coming young rider, along with our apprentice, Dylan Gibbons, who's got his first ride in the Melbourne Cup. So we're very excited for Dylan, too, to have a ride in the race. So, you know, it creates great opportunity. Right?
You'd be pretty nervous, wouldn't you, as an apprentice jockey, having your maiden ride in a race like the Melbourne Cup?
Yeah, my word, but they've got to start somewhere. So great experience for them.
Yeah, all right. And a gold trip. Everybody's thinking it's going to look good to back-to-back Melbourne Cups, aside from your own horse. Who do you think are the top chances?
Yeah, I think Gold Trip's got a great chance. I think he's going better than he was this time last year. He's got to overcome a firmer track and a little bit more weight this year, but he's going great. I think he'd be very hard to beat, along with the favourite, Vauban.
Yeah. Three women, I think, in the race today, and I think Michelle Payne, who's the only female to win a Melbourne Cup, she's announced that she's going to retire at the end of this season to focus on, she's going to give up riding and focus on training. She won on Prince of Penzance, which is a real outsider. They don't often win, though, do they, in the Melbourne Cup?
No, they don't, but it just shows that, right place, the right time, anything can happen. So that's what we're hoping for today.
All right. And what's your plan for the rest of the day? Obviously, it's an early start.
Yeah, look, we've been here since 4 o'clock this morning, and the horses have all just had a light exercise. The ones that are racing today and a couple others that have had gallops that are in later in the week. So we'll be getting out to the track about 11 o'clock, and it's a pretty long day, but looking forward to it.
Yeah, and good. I noticed reading in our local paper, the Newcastle Herald, that the Hunters got its greatest ever representation in the Melbourne Cup. They reckon there's about almost a quarter of the field have some sort of a connection.
Yeah, that's right. I originally had two, and Australian Bloodstock three, and young Dylan with a ride in it. So six between the city is a pretty good effort.
Go Newey. Mate, thank you very much for your time. It's obviously a big day for you, and good luck this afternoon, Chris.
Certainly, Richard. Appreciate it.
Cheers. Yeah, appreciate your time. Thank you. Chris Lee's local trainer. His horse starting from barrier 14, which is Calipor. He did have a second entry that was withdrawn overnight.